There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com. This is Drive Live. Get in touch with the show.
Text us on 4001.
I have it on reliable authority that one of the visitors to the UAE recently was one Sam Allardyce, Danny Norton. He was at the Formula One, wasn't he?
He certainly was, yeah.
Did you talk to him?
I couldn't catch up with him, you know. It was the worst timing of all.
Was too fast?
Well, no, because I was interviewing Sammy Hippier at the time.
Oh.
And I was just about to talk to you guys as well. And just after I finished with Sammy, I went charging in the direction of
the
where
other
Sam had gone.
Right.
And he disappeared into, I think, either one of the villas or the garages. That was the kind of general area. But he had a good entourage with him. He certainly looked like he was enjoying his holidays. Didn't really look like somebody who was kind of in deep contemplation about a possible future job.
Well, you would think that he probably knew last week when he was here, and it's now been announced. Chris, I forgot to say to you earlier, but I suppose this is kind of footballing story of the moment, isn't it, really?
Sam Allardyce, yes. Yeah. Well, two new football appointments this afternoon, both Sam Allardyce, and it is just reportedly at this moment in time. I'm still waiting for official confirmation from Everton Football Club, but it does look indeed as if Sam Allardyce, the former England boss, will be taking on that job at Goodison Park. Reports today as well, £6 million a year. So that works out at about £120,000 a week for Sam Allardyce. Football has gone mad. Went mad a long time ago, in fairness, but £120,000 a week is crazy money for a football manager. But it does look indeed as if Sam Allardyce will be the new Everton boss, and confirmation today as well that Alan Pardew is back in football. He's the new West Brom boss. He's signed a 3-year deal.
You say it's football gone crazy, but I suppose if Everton end up staying in the Premier League, they'll just consider money well spent.
That's exactly it. And Sam Allardyce has got a proven track record of keeping teams in the Premier League. You just go back to the start of the season. Who would have thought we would be here sat discussing Everton in a relegation battle? They've been on a wretched run. David Unsworth proved that he is okay, a one club man, and someone who has got Everton close to his heart, has not showed anything that he is up to the job. He will now return to Everton under 23s. Sam Allardyce will bring with him Sammy Lee, a Liverpool football club legend. He'll bring with him, we believe, Craig Shakespeare, who had that ill-fated spell in charge of Leicester City. So he's got good men around him, well, Sam Allardyce, but really, is he the right man for Everton long term? I've got my doubts.
Really? Because if
Everton are spending the money that they're spending, and Sam Allardyce has often said that if he was given the resources that a Real Madrid or a Barcelona had, he feels that he hasn't been given a chance. Is Sam Allardyce, though, a good enough manager and someone who is capable of going toe-to-toe with the Jose Mourinhos, the Pep Guardiolas of this world? I've got my doubts in terms of Everton pushing for a top four. He'll probably keep them in the Premier League, and I guess that is success for them this season, given the wretched start to the campaign. But is Allardyce long-term the man to go toe-to-toe with those individuals? It remains to be seen.
How do you pay a football manager these days? Anywhere on earth, do you just have to pay them the same as the most expensive player in the club? I don't know how that works. How do you benchmark that?
The top clubs will. I know Sir Alex Ferguson, I believe reports have often said that he had a clause in his contract that he had to be one of the top paid.
Yeah.
And you'd imagine that is the case. It's just that Everton Football Club, and that's the way football is going, certainly the Premier League, but to pay a manager £120,000 per week for a club, no disrespect to Everton Football Club, but that shows you the level of finance that is now in the game, certainly in English football.
Well, 600,000 dirhams.
It's interesting, isn't it? Because you think, say, La Liga, do you think the biggest names in La Liga, you'd say Cristiano Ronaldo, Lionel Messi, the biggest names in the Premier League. There's an argument to say Pep Guardiola, Jose Mourinho.
Managers.
More than the footballers.
And certainly they point to their CVs. It's about success. And the Premier League is a dog-eat-dog environment. We know that. There is huge pressure on these managers that there can only ever be, and we say this so often, one winner at the end of the season. And that's why I believe, anyway, in recent years, the League Cup has taken on even greater importance, because these managers, your Klopps, your Contes, your Pochettinos, they need a trophy at the end of the season to justify their existence in those jobs. And in the Premier League right now, I mean, as I say, £120,000 for Sam Allardyce, good luck to him. His agent has clearly played a blinder. They wanted Marcus Silva from Watford. That hasn't transpired. Sam Allardyce in a wonderful position to negotiate this deal. And they're a low ebb at Everton Football Club. They're in a little bit of the mire. They're in a little bit of problems right now. They're not playing well. They need another makeover come January. They need pace. They need a striker to lead the line. And Sam Allardyce clearly feels that he does feel that he is the man to bring them out of this situation.
And just before we move on to the rugby sevens and the rugby special tonight, Chris, you came in, turned the TV on, and just so you could watch a repeat of Manchester United Watford, you're smiling. I am smiling.
A 4-2 win for Manchester United last night. They were cruising 3-0 up in this one. Watford then came into it. Manchester United really of their own doing. A horrible mistake for Marcos Rojo that gave away a penalty. Watford had their tails up. They got back into it 3-2, and then Jesse Lingard scoring a magnificent fourth for United. It was a big victory because a lot of people felt that Watford, in the form that they are in, is a potential banana skin, given the fact that United just haven't been performing as well in recent weeks as they did at the start of the campaign. But they've put that little bit of pressure onto Manchester City. The lead is now down to 5 points. City in action tonight against Southampton. But I guess the biggest story of last night, Spurs, now just one win in five in the Premier League. Another defeat. And again, they weren't at the races. I saw bits of it last night. Spurs, certainly in the opening hour, Leicester were a good value for their 2-0 lead. Harry Kane then pulled a goal back. But Spurs, 14 points behind, or 13 points, I think it is, behind Chelsea, Manchester City at the top of the table. And with City in action, Tottenham could be a long way off the top. Spurs fans might argue the Premier League title was maybe out of their thinking this season. It was all about maybe the FA Cup, the League Cup, and certainly finishing in the top four. But for Spurs, wouldn't say crisis. Pochettino is a fine manager, but they're not in form right now, and they're falling increasingly further behind their rivals.
It's getting cold. You know how it is.
It's that time of year, isn't it?
A nice long-sleeved shirt. Some thermals underneath.
Or as a lot of these boys will do, the short-sleeved shirts, but the gloves on, which I never understand.
Yeah, that's slightly odd. A snood, that was the other thing. Are they banned
snood.
Now?
They were banned for a spell, but I think there's a few. I know Italy, they still produce the snoods.
They're Italian, they can carry off a snood.
Move on. Chris, you were at the Rugby Sevens presser today, weren't you?
We were indeed, joined by numerous individuals who'll be playing their part over the weekend. I think it's going to be a great weekend, isn't it? We're really looking forward to what is one of the top sporting events on the social calendar and the sporting calendar as well, but socially as well.
It was so good last year. The sun was setting. It was South Africa, Fiji. No one really expected South Africa to pull it off.
Nope.
It was just fantastic. Really nice atmosphere.
Great atmosphere. And South Africa played some wonderful rugby, went on to win the World Series as well. And I'm sure they will be once again the team to be. Always brilliant. The South Africans will be out in force. The Australians, the Welsh, the Scots, the English, we all come together. 100,000 expected once again over the 3 days. 250 are record invitational teams up there, so it's not just the elite, there's the social sides of it as well with the teams. It is always a festival of rugby. We say that time and time again, don't we? It seems to be the tagline each and every year. I'm looking forward to it. Brian O'Driscoll's in town, Mike Tyndall, we've got Ben Ryan as well, so huge names in the world of rugby. And a little later this evening, Sports Tonight Live, a special this evening down at the Down Anchor, will be joined by an Irish rugby great in the shape of Jamie Heaslip. He's going to be joining us from 8 p.m. A little bit of a Q&A. I'm led to believe a big audience will be down there this evening. So if you are at a loose end on this Wednesday evening, pop on down. Jamie Heaslip in conversation with us from 8 p.m.
Busy weekend for you. Any hints on who might get there this year, the big prize? Any thoughts?
South
any
Africa.
Predictions?
I think South Africa. We caught up with our coach today, Neil Powell, and he spoke very eloquently about their side's chances. They've been working hard in the off season, and they were the team to beat last year. I think they'll carry that through. I think South Africa, maybe keep an eye on Fiji. They always entertain at sevens levels, but I think it's going to take something special to stop the South Africans from kicking off this new season with a bang.
What does Robbie think? Because that's the one to avoid, isn't
he? He thinks Scotland. He thinks England's got a chance. He also thinks, of course, that Australia have got a chance. It's Robbie. He picks everyone
all
but the winners.
All of them. Robbie thinks they're all good.
He does, apart from the actual winners, as has been proven in recent weeks, in recent months. What was it? Pakistan won the ICC Champions Trophy. He didn't select them. He selected everyone but John Rahm to win the DP World Tour Championship. Predictions are just not his thing.
No, they're not. But he knows his golf.
He does know his golf.
In fact, he doesn't at the moment because you're the golfing guru. Anyway, he's not even here to defend himself. The poor
He'll
man.
Be listening.
He will.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.